He took an elevator up and over several levels, then wandered the public sector until he found what he wanted. It was a small booth with a frosted glass door marked with a red caduceus. He stood in front of it for a long minute. Before he could talk himself out of it, he opened the door and stepped inside, trying not to touch anything he didn't absolutely have to.
Welcome to Dr. Diagnosis. Please indicate your species. For human, say human. For
human.
Thank you. Please listen to the following diagnostic selections. To give a bodily fluid specimen, say sample at weight until a receptacle is provided. To have a blood specimen taken, say blood. For a general internal scan, say scan. For a colonoscopy,
scan.
Please transfer 30 credits local or say indigent.
He transferred over 30 credits without hesitation.
Thank you for your payment. Please stand still. Scan will commence in 10 seconds.
His hands began itching again. The booth lit up, changing color from blue to red to yellow. He wasn't sure if that was necessary or if it was just to make the patient feel like something was happening, and then returned to its normal state.
You have an unknown abdominal anomaly.
On the screen, an animated hypodermic needle with big googly eyes appeared, holding a pointer, and it tapped at a grayish blob, among other grayish blobs, on the scan. Lines radiated from it.
This is the location of the primary anomaly. It is approximately 4.5 centimeters by 3 centimeters by 2.5 centimeters. Please submit to further analysis.
An arm extended from the wall with a circular cuff in it.
What's that?
Please submit to further analysis. The cuff will draw a small blood sample in a painless and routine procedure.
I do not consent.
Consent is not required for type 5 anomalies of probable non-human origin. Please remain calm.
Calm? I am not having a good day with booths.
This booth is now dispensing an aerosol agent to help you remain calm.
A minty scent filled the air.
Oh, bloody hell!
Fergus held his breath and punched at the screen near the door. He raised his hands again, felt that familiar tingle, couldn't fight it down. As he hit the panel, there was another bright arc of electricity, and the booth went dead. At the same time, there was a click, and the door swung open. He stumbled out, took a deep breath of fresh air, and then noticed people staring in his direction. There were sirens somewhere down the hall, and glancing back, he saw a flashing red light atop the booth he'd just busted free from. Feeling sick, Fergus ran.